إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وأحسن الهدي هدى محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل دلالة في النار، وبعد. All praise is due to Allah. We laud Him, beseech His help, and in Him we seek forgiveness. And we seek the refuge of Allah from the mischiefness of our souls and the wrongdoings of all of our deeds and actions. Whoever Allah leads to be left astray, no one will be able to guide him. And whoever Allah guides, no one will be leave him astray. And whoever Allah leaves, we left astray, no one will be able to guide him. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship as a deed except Allah. He's alone, he has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his abd and his rasul. As to what follows, surely the best speech is the book of Allah. And the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. And the worst of all affairs in this deen are newly invented matters. For every newly invented matter is a going astray, is an accursed innovation, and every innovation is a going astray, and every astray is in the hellfire. Before we begin this khutbah, inshallah, we'd like to inform the sisters who are upstairs, because we've received some reports that you've been talking during the khutbah, and the Jumu'ah is not obligatory on you. We don't want to sound harsh, but you can stay home if you plan on talking for the sisters who want to hear the khutbah. You cannot talk during the khutbah. You cannot discuss things during the khutbah. You can't even return the salams when the person says, As-salamu alaykum. If you can't obey Allah and His Messenger, go home. That's the way we're going to begin this khutbah, inshaAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has told us by the words of His Prophet and the meaning of what Allah means, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed one of his grandsons, Hassan, and his sometimes Hussein, radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, may Allah be pleased with them both. A man, while seeing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissing his grandsons, he used to say, I have 10 children and I've never kissed any of them. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said to this man and to us who came after that man, من لا يرحم لا يرحم. Whoever doesn't show mercy will not be shown mercy. Whoever doesn't show mercy and kindness and compassion will not be shown mercy, kindness and compassion. From this hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and many other hadiths that revolve around showing rahmah, mercy, beneficence, compassion, kindness, we know that it is a part of the Muslim's nature to be respectful and kind to all things. To be respectful and gentle and kind to all of the creation. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us an authentic narration that Imam al-Nawawi, rahmatullahi alayhi, has compiled in his book called Al-Arba'een al-Nawawiyyah, the 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawawi, rahimahullah, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْإِحْسَانَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, that Allah has prescribed perfection in everything. Allah has prescribed perfection in everything. فَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسَنَ الذِّبْحَ فَإِذَا قَتَلْتُمْ فَأَحْسَنَ الْقِتْلَ وَلْيُحِدْ أَحَدُكُمْ شَفْرَتَهُ وَلْيُرِحْ ذَبِيحَتَهُ. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah has prescribed and ordained perfection in everything. So when one of you slaughters, let him slaughter well. When one of you kills, let him kill well. When one of you kills, let him kill well. And when one of you slaughters, let him slaughter well. And let one of you sharpen his knife, the edge and the blade of his knife, as to cause comfort and ease to the thing that he's going to slaughter. The Prophet ﷺ is showing us in this hadith that even the animals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created deserve to be treated kindly even at the point of death. And the Prophet ﷺ went by a donkey, was walking by a donkey, and he saw that the donkey had been branded on his face. The Prophet ﷺ told his companions, أَمَا بَلَغَكُمْ أَنِّي لَعْنَةُ مَنْ وَسَمَ الْبَهِيمَةِ. Have you not heard? Hasn't the news been conveyed to you? Hasn't it been transmitted to you that I, and if he does it, that means Allah is doing it and the angels are doing it, that I curse the one who brands the animals on their faces, أَوْ حَزَبَهَا فِي وَجْهِهَا, or makes a mark on the animals' faces. This hadith is collected by Abu Dawood with an authentic chain. So in this hadith, as the hadith before, the Prophet is showing us that it was impermissible to take a cow or a camel or a horse and brand it on its face. Allah's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma said, that the Prophet was awwalu man wasama al-baha'im. He was the first one to brand an animal ala ja'iratayn. The first one to brand an animal on its hindquarters, not on the face. The first human being to do this. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also informed us about the woman. دخلت امرأة النار بهرة حبستها فلا هي أطعمتها أو تركتها تأكل من خشاش الأرض أو تأكل من خشاش الأرض. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us an authentic transmission from Abu Dawood and Muslim and others that a woman entered into the hellfire because she restricted a cat from being able to go out, not allowing it to take from the rodents of the earth, from the earth, and from the insects of the earth, because she kept the cat tied up and wouldn't let it get the bugs and the water. The woman went to hell for mistreating a cat. This is from the nature of the Muslim. This is one of the characteristics of the Muslim, to treat all things kindly. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us another story about the man who he said, أَنَّ رَجُلًا وَجَدَ كَلْبًا يَلْحَثُ مِنَ الْعَطِشِ فَنَزَلَ بِئْرًا فَمَلَأَ خُفَّهُ مِنْهَا مَاءً فَسَقَى الْكَلْبَ حَتَّى رَوِيَ. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said that a man found a dog that was panting because of the heat out of thirst. The dog was thirsty. And we all know that a dog and its saliva is najis, like a pig, and its saliva is najis. It is impure. But this man, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, saw a dog that was thirsty, its tongue, يَلْحَثُ مِنَ الْعَطَشِ, that its tongue was hanging out because it was thirsty. So the man went down into a well, took his khuf, his leather sock, his shoe, put it into the well after he himself became, quenched his thirst, and gave the dog some water until the dog quenched its thirst. أَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah, فَشَكَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ فَغَفَرَ لَهُ. That Allah thanked that man, was grateful to that man, and forgave that man of his sin. فَقَالَ الصَّحَابَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. Then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's companion said that the companion said to the Messenger of Allah, أَإِنَّ لَنَا فِي الْبَهَائِمْ لَأَجْرًا يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. O Messenger of Allah, you mean to tell us that even in the animals there's a reward? فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بِكُلِّ كَبْدٍ رَطْبَةٍ أَجْرٍ. In every living thing, concerning every living thing, the animals, the plants, everything, there is a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we see from this, brothers and sisters in Islam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it a part of the nature of the Muslim to be kind, to be gentle, to be gracious, to be compassionate to all living things. Even the kuffar, when the kuffar are found not to make war against Islam, not to oppress the Muslims or terrorize the Muslims, we find that even the kuffar are to be treated kindly. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, لو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك. If you were rude and harsh of heart, O Muhammad, he will run them away from you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained kindness on every living thing. So we should take the example of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in these hadiths, and understanding full well that we're going to stand in front of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on how we treat every living thing, even the animals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. Walhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihi al-ameen, nabiyyina muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'een. Wa ba'd. Inshallah, brothers, if you can move a little bit closer so that the brothers who have just come in can have some room, inshallah. From these verses and these hadiths, as we mentioned in the first khutbah, or the first part of the khutbah, we learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enjoined from the Muslims on all living things compassion. That we see that a woman went to the hellfire concerning a hirra, a cat that she kept locked up in her house. That she kept from keeping the cat from being able to eat from those things that would keep the cat going, to sustain the cat. Those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed the cat to eat from, the rodents, the insects. We see from this narration that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish an individual just for treating a cat unkindly. We also see that a man went to the Jannah and Allah forgave him for giving water to a dog. And how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not brand an animal on the face but would brand it on its buttocks because of the honorable status of the face. We also know from what we had in the first khutbah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has even enjoined kindness on the kuffar who don't make war on the Muslims. That's the condition. Who don't make war or tyrannize the Muslims and oppress the Muslims. Those kuffar who are in a peaceful state with the Muslims, we even have to treat them kindly. To this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the real theme of this khutbah in its conclusion, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا يحل لمسلم أن يورع مسلما رواه أبو داود والطبراني ورواته الثقات. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, it is not permissible, لا يحل, it is haram for a Muslim to frighten a Muslim. It is haram for a Muslim to frighten a Muslim. So how is it that you brothers can be Muslim terrorists towards your wives? When Allah's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and from the revelation of Allah has ordained for you to sharpen your knife when you kill your animal and to treat the cat and the dog properly, how is it that you can terrorize your wives? How is it that you can break your wives' jaws? How is it that you can break your wives' arms? And you can keep mentally terrorizing them, telling them, I'm going to get another wife. I'm going to get another wife. You keep acting like this, I'm going to get another wife. How can you terrorize your wife? And how can you stand and yell from the top of your lungs, the terrorism around the world, and you are terrorizing your wives in your home? How is it that you can keep terrorizing your wives by not allowing them to go outside, making them prisoners in their own home? You can't do this, you can't do that, when Allah has allowed them to go to the masjid. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not prevent the female slaves from going to the masjid when they ask you permission. So when they ask you permission, which is my word, the message of Allah is telling you, let them go. How can you terrorize your wife and not let her come to the masjid and learn her deen? What's the matter with you? Do you want to keep her ignorant? You desire ignorant wife? I swear by Allah, you are terrorists like the people who bombed the World Trade Building. There's no difference between you and the person who bombed that building a few years ago when you terrorize your wives, beating them and threatening them and torturing them mentally, emotionally, and even physically. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, fi ba'd asfarihi wa ghulamun aswadu yuqalu lahu anjasha yahdu. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in a hadith collected by Imam Muslim, when he used to go out on some of his trips, there was a young man, black in color, that used to be the haddad, the camel driver. And when he used to drive the camels, he used to make a chant to keep the cadence, to keep the movement of the camels going.
And this is not to justify music or singing. He used to make a chant to keep the camels going. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his name was Anjasha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The Prophet used to say to him, Ya Anjashatu ruwaydaka sawqan fil qararir. O Anjasha, take it easy when you're riding the camels and moving the camels. Take it easy when you ride the camels and move the camels, and don't break the bottle, the glass bottles. And don't break the glass bottles. By the glass bottles, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam was talking about the women who were riding in the rear. The women, the Messenger of Allah called them glass bottles. رُوَيْدَكَ يَا أَنْجَشَ. Take it easy. لَا تَبْصُرُ الْقَرَارِيَ. Don't break the glasses. If the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam has ordered the companion of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam and us by that example to take it easy just when the women are riding behind us on a camel, how much more should we take it easy with them in the home? When the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has told us, استوصوا بالنساء خيرا. Be kind towards the women. Be gentle towards the women. Treat the women kindly because they're not in charge of their own affairs. Oh, you guardians, be careful who you marry your women to. Be careful who you marry your daughters to. Be careful who you marry your sisters to, because it's like marrying them into slavery. Be careful who you give your sisters and your daughters to, because it's like marrying them into slavery. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us, brothers and sisters in Islam, and specifically the men, to be careful in how they treat their wives. You have a responsibility, brothers, and you will be held accountable for those women who are put under your charge. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade branding the animal on their faces, how can you take your fifth or fourth degree black belt, golden glove boxer, and punch her in the face, or less than that? How can you strangle your wife? How can you take your 9mm and stick it in your wife's mouth? When the dog was given water and the man was forgiven, and the cat was held inside not being able to eat, and the woman went to hell. I swear by Allah, brothers, that if we don't take charge of the responsibility that Allah has put on our shoulders concerning these women, that if we don't be careful in how we treat these women, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to punish us, and we seek refuge with Allah from Allah, because the only one that can protect you from Allah is Allah. Allah is going to punish us with a severe chastisement for those gentle creatures that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in his book, Ya ayyuhal nas, ittaqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida wa khalaqa minha zawjaha wa basa minhuma rijalan kathira wa nisa'a wa ittaqu allaha alladhi tasa'aluna bihi wal arham. And fear your Lord, the one who took you from those wombs, and revere the wombs that bore you. Remember the wombs that bore you. In this ayah, Allah is talking about two things. Number one, the respect of women, and number two, keeping the family ties of from whom those women come. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those men who are really believers, who are kind to their wives, because the best of us was the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was the best to his wives. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make us be balanced, to make us be balanced in this deen, to make us of those who don't pay less attention to our wives than we pay to a dog. Who pay less attention to our wives than we pay to our cat. To pay less attention to our wives than we do to our bicycle or our car. We ask you, Allah, to make us real men, and real men are those who cry and weep, and those who are soft and gentle to those who are under their charge. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajma'in.